all brought to you by our region sponsors. We'll get to those folks here shortly. Craig Ehrlichman behind the plate, and the first pitch to Mittendorf, a call strike.
John ball Garrett one. Is on the bases today, so the umpires we got.
Heinen, the draftee from Roscoe, delivers, and the pitch ruled outside of ball. 1-1 now to Matt Mittendorf. Brent Heinen, his pitch outside of ball, and now 2-1. 2-1 the count. Gorgeous day.
Oh, beautiful out again today. This is baseball weather, and
it is. There's a strike on the inside corner to Mittendorf, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. E.J. Hadley waits on deck. Curveball, Mittendorf will follow back and out of play. And the count at 2-2 yet. Two games for you today, 11-130, and that will wrap up Region 15C. We'll be following all four teams down at the state tournament. And strike three called. Mittendorf gets caught looking at the pitch on the inside corner. Wow, Dan, here comes A.J. Hadley to the plate. A.J. Hadley, one of our fake Chasm fans. He made it known he loves to listen to the rebroadcast of games. So just a note, too, Joe Gill will have the majority of these games up online and archived this coming week. So you can listen to your favorite team's ball games, or listen to them all if you want to.
Yeah, you go.
On the Chasm website, mychasm, mychasm.com. Hadley takes the first pitch inside, ball 2 inside, and 2-0 now to A.J. Hadley. 2-0 the count as Brent Heinen kicks and delivers, and Hadley will pop this one up foul. Brian Schlungen takes a look at it, and he's going to find foul territory behind home plate, and the count 2-1. And you can also catch our broadcast if you're traveling about right now. You like FM. Chasm has our own FM, 107.7 FM. If you've got an HD radio in your car, truck, or in your home like Don and Mary Heinen do, you can pull us up on 105.5 HD2 and on our stream at mychasm.com. If you have a smartphone or an iPhone, just put that app TuneIn Radio on it. You can pull up Chasm there, too. Pitch inside to Hadley, 3-1. Heinen's offering a little bit high, ball 4, and Hadley draws a one-out walk.
Heinen started out Mittendorf with a bunch of curveballs here, and he kind of went back to A.J. Hadley on some fastballs and missed high on that last one. Looked like his curveball was breaking pretty well against Mittendorf and throwing it for strikes.
Hadley will take his lead at first as Austin Hadley steps into the batter's box. The pitch low and away, ball 1. 1-0 the count. This is a seeding game. The loser gets the number 3 seed. The winner, well, they get the opportunity to play Regal for that number 1 seed. As Hadley flies to right, coming in is Schlungen. He'll make the catch in that tough sky.
Oh,
that high sky here
this
today.
The tough time of the day to play baseball. And pretty much any park, really, that faces east or west, I should say.
Yeah.
Because first baseman, I just remember I played for Roscoe and stuff, too. You played first base. We used to start at 2 o'clock. If you started a little earlier, it was tough.
You lose a lot of balls. That will bring, after the fly ball out by Hadley to right, Cody Eichers to the plate. Cody doing the catching today, and he grounds it foul down the first baseline. And the count at 0-1 to Cody. Austin Indick, he's over in that third base coaching box. Is that Steve Mueller? I think Steve Mueller's over in the first base coach box. That is number 12 on it.
Yes, Steve. Yes, it is.
Curveball from Heinen to Eichers. Misses outside. And the count, 1-1. A.J. Hadley, the base runner, over at first. 2 outs for El Rosa here in the first inning. On deck, it's Matt Schmidt. Heinen will miss outside again. And the count, 2-1. Balls, 1 strike. Brent Heinen delivers. Eichers ground ball to Schlungen at second. Up with it and over to Macho at first, and that'll do it for El Rosa in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on, a half an inning. El Rosa nothing. St. Martin coming to bat, but we've got more baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Hey, Region 15C baseball action brought to you by our region sponsors, Trapper's Pub and Grub over in Farming, the Greenwall Pub. El Rosa Green and Feed, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Painesville Chevrolet Buick, State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, Queen Bee's Bar, Grill, and Event Center here in Painesville, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency. Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Sherry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, Scooter's Trucking, Frankie's Liquor of Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, and Kiff Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond. We're ready to go. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Aaron Vogt on the mound for El Rosa today, facing Kyle Leeser. And Leeser takes the first pitch from Vogt to call strike, 0-1.
Aaron, one of the veterans on this El Rosa Saints baseball team. Has done a lot of innings for the El Rosa Saints so far.
Leeser, a fly ball to shallow right center field, coming hard. Kiefler, and in between Hadley and Hadley, Kiefler makes the catch for the out.
The Hadley sandwich out there.
That's right. So one out. Leeser retired, and to the plate, Taylor Holthouse. Taylor's having a good tournament, Don.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's a competitor, isn't he?
Yeah.
Taylor Holthouse. Watched him yesterday. Takes some chances, but a lot of times he'll get by with them.
Holthouse drives it to left center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Kiefler fields it on one hop and back into the infield, and Taylor Holthouse, a one-out single.
Yeah, he's a good hitter to put in this lineup at St. Martin, isn't he? It's a great addition for him.
Yes, he is. Add some power.
Yes, he does.
He's got double and home run in his bat. You can definitely tell that. Good speed.
He's 4-for-9 going to yesterday's game, so he's had a few hits since then.
Bring Brian Schlung into the plate. Holthouse fakes like he's going to go, takes two or three steps, and then hustles back to first. And the first pitch, straight call to Brian Schlung at 0-1. Carl Leeser over in that third base coach box. Steve Schlung over at first base.
He raises a little havoc on the bases, doesn't he, Taylor?
Uh-huh.
He's got this pitcher thinking.
There now he goes, and Schlung follows it over the first base dugout, out of play. The count at 0-2 now to Brian Schlung. So Carl Leeser putting the hit and run on early. You know, that's probably a good idea.
Good idea.
Protect the base runner a little bit.
And boy, I'll tell you, he had a hole, and that's right where Brian was going over there at second base, too. He had Hadley moving. That's just what he wanted to do.
0-2 the count to Brian Schlungen. No score here. Bottom of the first inning. Holthouse goes again, and Schlungen swings again. So they keep it on.
Yes, he did.
Although Schlungen has pretty much 0-2 forced to protect the plate.
320 down the left field line, 362 to the monster in center field, and 314 down the right field line.
0-2 the count. Schlungen will dig in at the plate. Boy, that put on the back line of the batter's box.
Yes, it is.
And the both pitch, and Schlungen pulls it back and out of play again. Boy, those foul balls, Connor, almost all three in the same spot.
They are. A little behind, but I think that's what he's trying to do. I think he wants to hit behind Taylor at first base here.
You get foul balls like that if you're just missing them, though, right?
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
0-2 the count to Schlungen. Holthouse goes, and that's going to hit Brian Schlungen in the shoulder. Hit by a pitch, and our running total of hit by pitches,
36 now.
36 in this regional tournament.
I don't think I missed any, but... You want to see a scoreboard they put up here. It's 26 feet wide by 21 and a half feet high. What a beautiful looking scoreboard. It's got a video screen 16 feet wide by 9 feet high. Got the pictures of the batters. They take pictures before the games, or I think before the tournament started, and who's ever up, they flashed your picture on that 16 by 9 screen.
And the clarity is unbelievable.
Yes, and then all the advertisements they flash up on that were in the book or up on that score screen.
Sure. At the plate, Jordan Musho. If Jordan takes the ball, there's a strike called. And one ball, one strike to Jordan Musho. Jordan had a good day yesterday, picking up three hits and their win over Farming. Runners at first and second, one out for the Martins. Aaron Vogt works from the stretch, going on the play, and a shot by Musho to short. Everybody's going to be safe here.
Kept the throw on at first base, did he?
Yeah, I think Matt Mittendorf saw the double steal or the hit and run that was on, Don, And he didn't want to make that throw knowing Taylor Holthaus probably would just keep going.
He probably would have.
Yeah. So Mitty probably taken the safe route, given Masha the infield hit.
I got a feeling on the base hit, if that went through, I don't think Taylor would have stopped. I don't know if he'd have put the sign up or not. I think Taylor yesterday stopped around third and thought he was going home all the way. He got thrown out from behind second baseman, wrapped around.
You look at how good these teams know each other, Don. With the bases loaded now, Jared Overman, the DH at the plate, takes the first pitch for a call strike. Pat Ely is anticipating squeeze here. Carl Leiser, of course, with the Martins. He likes to squeeze. He's got confidence in his players to put the butt down. And, you know, that's a big thing. Okay, so we know he can squeeze. Well, stop it.
Absolutely.
And that's the biggest challenge of a lot of teams is, well, stop the squeeze. And a lot of teams can't do it.
It's a tough play to stop.
It is. 0-2 the count to Overman as he fouled one off, and he takes the pitch inside a ball, 1-2.
Unless you absolutely anticipate it coming and you know it's going to be on this play, you can catch your pitchers. They got to work together, and it's tough.
It is. One ball, two strikes to Overman. Base is loaded. That infield about medium depth, one out. Curveball, and Overman swings and misses. That's a huge strikeout for Aaron Boat, and what a pitch by the senior Boat there.
Oh, that was a changeup, wasn't it?
Oh, man. And Scott Schlungen to the plate with two outs. Now that middle of the infield can play back again, force at any base. Boat looks home. And the breaking ball is inside. Nice stop by Cody Eichers in the count 1-0.
You watch Taylor now. This is something you want to teach your runners when you're at third base. You get out there in foul territory, and you watch when the pitch went to the catcher. He comes forward. He turns himself inside the playing field. He blocks that throwing lane to third base.
One ball, no strikes. Boat will step off the back of the rubber, and Mittendorf was racing to second, and Brian Schlungen slides head first back into second. You know, this game number 15, we've seen a lot of great pickoffs already here in the tournament. It's just great plays overall. As the pitch to Schlungen catches the outside corner, and one ball, one strike. One won the count. Aaron Boat kicks, delivers. Schlungen will foul it to the screen. The count stays 1-2. Over at third base, it's James Keithler at short. Matt Mittendorf, second base for the Saints. A.J. Hadley, and at first base, Pat Ilias in left field. Austin Hadley out in center field today. Kevin Keepler, and in right field, Ethan Boat. And a swing and a miss. Schlungen out on strikes, and Cody Eichers will just step on home plate. They get the force out, and that'll do it for the Saints. Or the Martins here in the first inning. Excuse me. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left on. We played an inning, no score. St. Martin and El Rosa, we're back in a minute. Here on KASM Albany. Region 15C baseball action on KASM being brought to you by fine folks over at Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Shishi's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin. Bringing us baseball, BNS Excavating, Central Minnesota Credit Union, Worms, Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominican, Centricare Health of Painesville. To the second inning we go. Matt Schmitz at the plate. Brent Heinen's first pitch is fouled at the plate. The count 0-1. What a good job by Aaron Boat, Don, to get out of that first inning, get a couple strikeouts. Base is loaded. That's coming up big.
Base is loaded, one out. That's the way you get out of an inning.
Yes, you're right. Gets two on Matt Schmitz. Is a little bit low outside. The count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Brent Heinen, the drafty from Roscoe, delivers, and there's a drive to center field. Austin Arsenault, Taylor Holthaus, and Holthaus makes the catch for the out as that ball kept drifting more so towards Taylor Holthaus.
I think the wind kind of held that one a little bit and kind of brought it straight back up in the air because the wind is actually coming out of the west pretty straight here according to the play. So
we've got people listening all over the country and the world, actually, Russia, Canada. We've heard from the past couple weekends, and it's so cool to get your text messages. Yesterday they were in South Dakota. We heard Mike Jensen come in this morning. He said they got us all the way up to Pinehurst Resort up in northern Minnesota on AM 1150. So We welcome your text messages. If you're catching our broadcast this morning, feel free to drop me a text at 248-1602. That's 320-248-1602. At the plate, Pat Elias, the first two pitches from Heinen, ball one and two, and there's a strike called in, 2-1. Smalls, one strike. Here's Elias, a ground ball, slowly hit to second, slung it up with it, over to first, 4-3 in the putout.
Ground ball is the key here. You want to keep the ball on the ground, keep the ball low when you're pitching to this team here. That Rosa's team's got some pop in that lineup, and not taking away anything from St. Martin. They got a bunch of hitters in that top of that lineup that can drill the ball any place you need it to be in. Rosa just got kind of a balanced lineup from 1 through 9, don't they?
They really do. Here's Kevin Kiefler at the plate. And when you see Kevin Kiefler, Don, batting down in that number seven spot, he'd be a 1 or 2 hitter in a lot of lineups.
Absolutely. He's a bulk bat. He's definitely in a team, probably a 3-4 hitter.
Yeah.
In a lot of teams.
First two pitches, strikes from Brent Heinen, and Kiefler down in the count, 0-2. He swings that orange and blue bat designed by Max Bats. There's a ball a little bit low in the count, 1-2 to Kiefler. Kevin playing center field, but he's played infield for Saints over the years, and he swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 1.5. It's St. Martin and El Rosa scoreless. We're back in 1 minute here on KASM Albany. All right, bottom of the second inning coming up. Region baseball here on KASM being brought to you by the businesses here in our community, CHS of El Rosa, Whirlwind Steel Components, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Virgil's Big Arena in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Bonanza Valley Lumber of Bruton, Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, Greenwald Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Fire Gas and Grocery of El Rosa, and Central Minnesota Realty. At the plate, Michael Schlungen takes the first pitch from Aaron Vogt. A strike, and 0-1 to Michael. Vogt will miss outside, and the count, 1-1. No score if you're just joining us. We're in the bottom of the second inning. This is a seeding game in Region 15C. Schlungen will bloop this one to right field. A.J. Hadley out. Ethan Vogt in, and Ethan Vogt dives and makes the catch for the out.
Wow, nice catch by Ethan out there.
So we've got one out. We've got St. Martin fans listening as they're heading to the North Shore to pick blueberries today. The Schmitz family, Joel and Laura and Maddie, heading north, picking blueberries today, listening to the Martins and El Rosa.
Who is that?
Joel and Laura and Maddie Schmitz.
Oh. Well, pick a whole bunch of them.
And I don't know if Avery's along with them, but he might be along too yet today. So, 0 on the count, 2. Right-handed hitting, Austin Arsenault. The first pitch from Ethan Vogt, a strike, and there's strike 2 called to Austin. Boy, that was a nice catch by Ethan Vogt out in right field. And the curveball breezes Arsenault at the plate, strike 3. 2 down.
Well, watching these two veteran pitchers go at each other right now, Ethan and Brent Heinen, and they're relying. They're changing speeds very well today, and Aaron, I meant, is really throwing a different type of speed here today, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know how close in age those two are.
Not sure either.
I'm sure they're probably
can't be too far off.
Can't be too far off. As Matthew Schlungen steps to the plate, follows the pitch back to the netting in the count 0-1.
It's kind of nice to see it yet that they can both be out there pitching yet. That
be competitive.
Out 30,
yeah.
I know Brent is 35 years old. And
well, we got Kenny Vogt right around the corner. Kenny can tell us.
He'll
here
tell
too.
Us, yes.
As it's fouled in the batter's box by Matthew Schlungen, and the count at 0-2 to Matthew. Matthew, sure. The number 9 hitter. Kyle Leeser on deck for the Martins.
A lot of innings in them arms.
0-2, two outs. Lots of fastballs and curveballs. Aaron Vogt still's got that high leg kick and a foul ball at the plate. To count 0-2 to Matthew.
Oh, he's changing speeds big time. Yeah, that fastball is going to look a lot faster coming right now.
I last year in the regional tournament when Al Rosa was in it. You just get a feel of all the people that listen to the radio station, and Aaron was one of those that said, yeah, we listen to Chasm all the time. And, of course, that's really cool. As Schwangel lines it up the middle past Bullitt, Hadley has it at second, throws the first. And we're going to score that a 1-4-3 because I did hear a little tip on Aaron's glove.
Okay.
1-4-3 on the force out, or the foot out of Matthew Schwangel. That'll do it for the Martins here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played two. It's St. Martin and El Rosa scoreless here in Region 15C. We're back in a minute. All right. We're back here at the Painesville Baseball Park. Inning number three, Ethan Boat at the plate. And Ethan facing Brent Hine on the first pitch, a strike. And there's a ball. And 1-1 the count to Ethan Boat. It'll be Ethan, James Kiepler, and Matt Mittdorf facing Heinen. Here in the third, a swing and a miss at the curveball, strike two, 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Ethan Boat. Curveball, ooh, just missing on the inside corner. Boy, Ethan wasn't going to give up any ground there.
No, he wasn't.
If that was going to graze him, he was going to take the hit. And his pitch, missing a little high in the count, full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Brent Heinen delivers and both the ground ball to Leeser at short. Kyle fields it on a hop and over to first, 6-3 of the put out. So we had Kenny Boat, he clarified Aaron's age, and then your wife Mary went and talked to Aaron's mom and clarified Aaron's age, and we got a discrepancy now.
130, I think he's 36 or 37.
Okay, so. All right. We'll leave it at that. We'll have the family work that out. Here's James Kiepler swinging him in, strike one.
Well, we know Brent's 35.
Okay, all right.
So that's pretty close in age.
Very close. 0-1 the count to James Kiepler, and pitch missing inside to James. One ball, one strike. Nice pop there in the fastball by Brent Heinen. A 1-1 pitch, right over the plate, strike two and 1-2.
Kenny looks at me over here, he's around the corner, and he says, well, we kind of hope 5 innings for him, for Aaron. He said, I said, I'm wishing the same thing for Brent here, and he said, we'll see which one goes out first.
There's a strike three call to Kiepler on the curveball, and two outs for El Rosa here in the third. Top of the order, Matt Mittdorf to the plate. Matt was called out on strikes in his first at-bat. Heinen today with three strikeouts, and Mittdorf follows it back and out of play, the count 0-1.
Talked to Brent a little bit last night after the St. Martin victory and asked him, I said, what's going on tomorrow? He said, oh, I think I'm pitching. And I said, does your arm hurt already? He said, yep, kind of thinking about it.
Mittdorf right on top of the plate as he swings and misses at the off speed and the count 0-2. Now, you look at where Matt stands, his body is hanging out over home plate. And a curveball, Mittendorf slices this to right center field. Coming hard is the right fielder Schwung, and he dives and can't come up with it. And bounces in front of him, and Mittendorf has a two-out single.
The Rose's first hit of the game brings up A.J. Hadley.
A.J. walked in his first at-bat. Mittendorf protecting the plate there and able to stick the bat out. Loop it into right center field. A base runner with two outs. Curveball to Hadley, called strike in 0-1.
Kind of looking at Aaron's pitch and Brent's pitching right now, I'd say they're at 75% curveballs, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Curveballs, one strike, throw to first, and it door back safely.
That might be a little higher than that, huh?
Another throw to first, and back is Mittdorf. Matt with some good wheels yet.
Yes, he does.
And you would think that El Rosa would like to get him in scoring position here with two outs. The pitch to Hadley, that's blown away. The ball bounces away from Brian Schlungen, and he can't get a handle on it. As he grabs for it once, grabs for it twice, and into second goes Mittendorf. Now Brian Schlungen out to have a word with Brent Heinen. They might change up the signs a little bit with the base runner at second. Ball and a strike to A.J. Hadley. He bats here in the third inning. No score. This is a seeding game in Region 15C. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here on a Sunday morning. Pitch to Hadley. Hits the outside corner for a strike and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Middorf leads from second. He had a big lead over at second, doesn't he? He does. Curveball. Slapped on the ground to short. Kyle Leeser up with the 3-4 hopper and on to first. 6-3 in the foot out of Hadley. That'll do it for the Saints in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 2.5 innings. El Rosa and St. Martin scoreless. More to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Back at Painesville Baseball Park, we're heading to the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order for the St. Martin Martins. Kyle Leeser, Taylor Holthouse, and Brian Schlungen facing Aaron Vogt.
Now, Aaron could actually bat if he wanted to in this game, couldn't he?
If he could, yes.
As long as he's on the El Rosa roster. Drafties cannot.
Leeser so far today, 0-1, a fly ball to center field in his first at bat. And the first pitch, strike called, 0-1.
So after the games today, these teams will, each team will be able to draft.
Leeser launches a long drive down the left field line and into that left field corner, chased there by Austin Hadley, and back into the infield. He'll throw it. Foul ball by Leeser as he teed up that curveball by Aaron.
Yes. They'll be able to draft two more pitchers, won't they, each team?
They will. 0-2 the count to Leeser as the skies get cloudy here in Painesville Baseball Park. The popcorn clouds in the sky today. One ball, two strikes to Kyle. The pitch by Aaron Vogt. Leeser rips this foul down the third baseline. The count at 1-2 yet.
And just to clarify that, you can draft out of the region. It can be the teams that are already eliminated, but you can draft their pitcher.
And there's some good pitchers.
Yes, there are.
There's some good pitchers here. 1-2 the count. Leeser rips this over the outstretched glove of Matt Mittendorf into left field, a base hit. Boy, that just got over the glove.
Yeah, 6 inches there about.
See, Regal has shown up here. They're starting to take some batting practice down on the practice field here. They get the winner of this ball game today right around 1:30 on KASM. All right, Taylor Holthouse comes to the plate. Taylor 1-for-1 today. That was the third hit for St. Martin. And the leads are back to first. A quick move by Aaron Vogt.
Feeling they're going to get Kyle moving here.
Kyle Leeser, Pat Ilias, a couple alums of St. Cloud State University, both played baseball there. And Holthouse gets a good cut at that first Vogt pitch and falls it back and out of play. Count 0-1.
Oh, he doesn't get cheated up there at the plate, does he?
No, he does not. You know, some ball player swings, Don, look a little mechanical, like they're stiff, and there's other ball players that are so fluent.
These guys are quick.
Yeah.
They get quick wrists.
Get the bat through the zone. Throw to first. Leeser dives back in.
I think that's something you got to work at. You got to get in that batting cage with a tee or whatever it is. You got to get your timing and get your wrist moving.
Leeser goes. Holthouse swings and misses. Here's the throw at second. Out is Kyle Leeser sliding into second base. So the base umpire, John Garrett's ruling Kyle Leeser out on a great throw by Cody Eichers.
Oh, right on the bag that throw was.
So caught stealing. One out, and Holthouse at the plate to count 0-2.
Well, you look at today's catchers, too. You look at Cody Eichers and Brian Schlungen. They have cannons for arms, don't they?
They do. Holthouse, he fouls it in the batter's box, and it comes right up and hits him in the face or the jaw area, and I think he's going to be okay, but maybe off the nose even a little bit. The eye socket.
Cheekbone.
Yeah. Taylor says, yeah, I'm okay. I'm all right.
No blood.
Yeah, and you look at Cody Eichers, Don. I mean, when he came up with Spring Hill and he played for Spring Hill for quite a few years, Cody didn't catch a lot.
No,
Spring Hill's got Nathan Terrace over there, did a lot of catching for Spring Hill, so Cody was in other positions a lot of times.
Great ball player.
Yeah. And then, of course, he went to El Rosa, and Steve Miller was there. and so Cody's getting the opportunity to really catch a lot in Blossom. His Holthaus swings and misses, that he's out on strikes.
Steve did a share of catching, too, didn't he, Steve Miller?
He did
a lot of catching for El Rosa.
Ryan Schlungen to the plate with two outs, no one on for St. Martin. Bottom of the third inning, no runs, three hits, no errors for the Martins. No runs, one hit, no errors for El Rosa. Aaron Boats breaking ball, finishing a little high. The count 1-0.
So that doesn't necessarily say anything about knees, does it? Because you and I are sitting up here with bad knees, I had bad knees, and we never caught in our life.
That's right. Here's a ground ball to Mittendorf over at short. Picks up the one hopper across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. Ryan Schlungen, that'll do it for the Martins in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on base. We played three, no scores. St. Martin and El Rosa, we're back in a minute on KSN Albany. We're heading to the fourth inning, the seeding game in Region 15C. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We got Mary Heinen. She's our official scorekeeper here at Canesville Baseball Park this weekend, and Mary's put together a lot of interesting stats for us to look at as far as attendance goes here in this year's tournament. Taking the first pitch is Austin Hadley off of Brent Heinen in a drive to center field. Austin Arsenal there to make the catch for out number one. Looking at attendance, Don, and this is now a nine-team region, so we will break that mark here today, the attendance.
Well, I don't know, Randy. I don't want to give up my prediction here yet.
We're just 100-plus away.
But it's kind of hard to say that you're going to break a record when it's a new format. You know, really, it's a nine-team format here now again, and going from 8 to 9, so we're definitely going to have more people.
Yeah. Cody Eichers at the plate for El Rosa, and Cody is 0-1 today. He's got a count of one ball, one strike. Brent Heinen delivers. That one bounces in the dirt and up to the net, and the count 2-1.
You thought you were going to get a chance to catch it.
No, I would have come pretty close to that ball, I think, if that net wasn't there.
That's 20 feet away, though, Randy. You'd have been diving out of this boot.
Yeah, but still had the momentum. It was coming up here. Two outs and a strike to Eichers. Heinen kicks and delivers, and Cody drills it past Musho in the right field of base hit. Between first and second, he sneaks the one in there, and a one-out base runner for El Rosa. Here comes Matt Schmitz, the DH. Yeah, looking at some attendance totals over the years, 3,514 back in 2013. That's the mark that everybody's looking at right now. That was 2013, farming in St. Martin. Pitch a ball, 1-0 to Matt Schmitz. And all these attendance totals the last three regions have been very close. Schmitz will take a strike call and 1-1. Yeah, within 32 fans the last 3 years, all those attendance totals. Yeah. Don, if you and I would have paid all the time, I'd probably Schmitz is going to be hit by a pitch. That'll put runners at first and second. So, the hit by pitch total rises. We might get to 40 yet.
37.
All right, here's Patty Oli is batting with runners at first and second. One out. He'll take a strike called 0-1. No balls, one strike.
Brent Pat Ely is still a dangerous hitter, isn't he?
He is. And then delivers. Ely is a foul this one down the right field line. That bounces up into the chair section down the right field line.
I bet Steve had a chance at that one over there, didn't you?
Yeah, I think he pulled back, though. He could see it coming a little faster than he...
Keep my fingers for a little while yet.
0-2 the count to Ilias, and it'll miss just outside. The count, 1-2. Kevin Kiefler on deck for El Rosa.
Actually, Steve Miller's a cousin of my son-in-law, Ryan Wirtz, and I think Ryan's probably out with the headset on cutting lawns today. So keep on listening, Ryan.
Ilias will foul it at the plate. The count stays 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. 2 on, 1 out. Cody Eichers over at second. At first base, it's Matt Schmitz. The 1-2 on the way. Ilias, a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. And that ball just dies in the outfield grass. That's going to score Eichers, and it's 1-0 El Rosa. Yeah, they have that infield shaded over. Ilias being the left-handed hitter, I think normally that would have been a second baseman's ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they have it shaded towards the middle with the runners on. And
so Pat Ilias gets an RBI. 1-0 El Rosa. Schmidt stops at second. Actually, it's Ethan Vogt on deck now. Here's Kevin Kiefler. Kevin struck out in his first at bat, pops this one up in the infield. Should be ruled infield fly. Heinen will make the catch on stop the pitcher's mound, and 2 outs. And here comes Ethan to the plate. Two outs, 2 on. 1-0 El Rosa here, top of the 4th inning. And Ethan Vogt drives this to center field. Austin Arsenal hardly has to move, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for El Rosa here in the 4th. 1 run on, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on base. So we played 3.5. El Rosa 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KSM Albany. All right, bottom of the 4th inning here in Region 15C baseball action. Jordan Marshall leading it up for St. Martin against Aaron Vogt. And the first pitch to Macho, straight call, 0-1. No outs, 1 strike to Macho. It's a little bit low, 1-1. Macho bloops this over A.J. Hadley and into center field of base hit.
Oh, Texas Leaguer, they used to call them, didn't they, Randy?
They did.
Yeah. I don't hear that too often. What did Tom Kelly used to always call base hits? Diamond cutters.
Diamond
right?
Cutters?
Okay. Diamond cutter.
Cutters.
I guess I never really quite understood that, did you?
No. Well, is the infield kind of like a diamond? Here's the DH.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
The DH right now for St. Martin, that's Jared Overman. Jared Overman at the plate, struck out in his first at bat with Osho on at first, nobody out. Got a gust of wind coming through the press box here. And Overman takes inside for a ball and 1-1.
Feels good, doesn't it, today?
It does.
Just, yeah. Enjoy it.
A little bit drier feel than yesterday. Yesterday
Absolutely.
It felt a little muggy.
Well, it rained, too.
1-1. Musha takes his lead at first. And Overman swings and misses. Strap 2, 1-2 the count.
Actually, in that second to the last game, we had about a 20-minute delay here. About a half hour. Huh?
Yeah.
Had a pretty nice shower of rain.
Aaron Vogt's pitch and a swing and a miss. Overman out on strikes for the second time today.
High and tight on that one, kind of jammed Overman, and that's kind of it's a tough pitch to lay off of, Randy. You know, it's inside a little bit high, and it's kind of like I always used to call them sucker pitches, you know, and it gets you down on the count, and they'll keep you high and tight. See, that's what you're going to try to do with it.
So one out, Scott swung into the plate. Scott struck out in his first at bat against Vogt, and a swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 the count, 2, Scott swung it. Jordan Marshall leads from first. Aaron Vogt delivers, and there's strike 2 called, 0-2.
up here a little bit. Aaron did now in the fourth inning and throw a little bit more fastballs. The balls, two strikes, one out, one on. Can a curveball swung and slaps it to short. Mittendorf to second for one. The relay to first. In time, says the base umpire. 6-4-3 double play. That'll end the fourth inning for the Martins. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on. We played four. El Rosa one. St. Martin nothing. More baseball to come in 1 minute on KFM Albany. All right. Fifth inning. James Keepler, Matt Mittendorf, and A.J. Hadley set to come to the plate facing Brent Heinen. Heinen's given up the one run on three hits so far to El Rosa, the draftee from Roscoe. Keepler in his first at bat today struck out. Ground ball to Scotty, slung it at third. He naps that ball, throws to first.
Wow, nice play by Scott.
Yeah. Scott had to go across his body to field that right on the third base line and made a great play. Bring leadoff hitter Matt Mittendorf to the plate.
Time and third time already for Matty Mittendorf to be up here in this game in the top of the fifth.
And the pitch two, Matt, a little bit low, ball 1-0. He is 1-for-2 today and a base hit in his last at bat. It's just a little bit inside and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Brian Heinen kicks, delivers. There's a strike at the knees and 2-1. Boy, Mittendorf, he'll make a pitcher work, won't he?
Yes, he does.
Worked the count full in his first at bat before he struck out. That one he takes off the hip, and he'll go to first after being hit by a pitch. Oh, Heinen's second hit batter of the day. Aaron Vogt's got one. That'll bring A.J. Hadley to the plate. A.J., 0-for-1 so far today with a walk. Mittendorf on first with one out. Hadley bunts a nice bunt down the third baseline. Heinen picks it up. We'll throw it to first and out, says the base umpire. Musho using those long arms and legs to stretch out and get A.J. Hadley. And they got Mittendorf in scoring position with two outs.
Close at first there. I didn't think it was a stretch there. I think he was going to keep his foot on the bag, but
I saw Brent coming, and Scott Schlungen was right there behind him, too, and just wondering if one or the other was going to pick it up and throw it. Here's Austin Hadley at the plate, 0-for-2 today for Austin, a couple fly balls to right field.
Well, you see a lot of these hitters right now. I'll tell you, Randy, they're sticking them arms out there. They want to get hit. Dean Hadley on that one, too. Did you see him?
He
just kind of stuck that arm out in the middle of the plate. And the umpire's got to kind of watch this a little bit, too, I think. You know, you can't just stand there and get potentially hit. You know, they'll call you back, and I think they should once in a while.
First pitch ball to Austin Hadley. There's a swing and a miss at that sweeping curveball, and one ball, one strike. Hadley will follow it back and out of play, and the count 1-2.
The veterans like Aaron and Brent right now, the fastball isn't quite as hard as it used to be, but I'll tell you what, you get a flamethrower out there, you ain't going to want to just put your arm on your body out in the way of it.
1-2 the count. Mittendorf leads from second. Hadley pops this one up in the infield. Scott Schlungen in foul territory. Over at third, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. 4.5 innings in our books, 1-0. El Rosa leading St. Martin. More to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the fifth inning here at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Region Baseball brought to you by the fine folks over at Central Minnesota Realty. Buyer Gas and Grocery in El Rosa, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, the Greenwald Insurance, Bonanza Valley Lumber of Bruton, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Virgil's Big Arena, Painesville's Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, North American Insurance Agency, Whirlwind Steel Components, CHS of El Rosa, and Centric Care Health of Painesville bringing us baseball today. Going to get a pinch hitter for Michael Schlungen, Don. I've seen Ben Schrader pinch hit for Michael Schlemmer, and I wonder if he maybe isn't going to go into second base. Did Michael?
Michael has been nursing a foot injury, I believe.
Yeah, foot or hamstring. I'm not sure what it was.
First pitch to Ben Schrader is a ball low.
So we'll leave it as a pinch hitter for now, but we'll see what happens.
2-0 the count. Aaron Vogt delivers, and the pitch low and 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. Schrader batting for Michael Schlungen. The 7-8-9 hitters in the Martin order, and the pitch high, ball 4, and a 4-pitch walk.
Wow.
To the pinch hitter by Aaron Vogt here in the fifth.
Well, you kind of got it set up where you want to sacrifice him probably over to second base, wouldn't you?
I would think so. That sacrifice is in order.
Well, we're in the fifth inning here now. That's probably in order here. I don't necessarily agree with doing it first, second, third innings.
Austin Arsenault, so far today, 0-for-1, strikeout in his only at-bat. Schrader takes a lead at first. Arsenault shows bunt, takes inside for a ball, 1-0.
Nice pitch, wasn't it?
It was, right over that inside part of the plate. You've got the batter thinking, should I bunt this or not?
Tough pitch to bunt.
Yeah,